Well, here's what we found when we went and looked at some of the districts we highlighted in our reporting in March. And some of those districts had hugely improbable gains and swings in test scores. We found out two important things. First, when officials at those schools looked into cheating, they typically would only look at very isolated cases in one school or involving one classroom. And because they looked at things that way, there was no real attempt to uncover systemic cheating like we saw in Atlanta. And in fact, that look at one school, look at one classroom, don't really take the big picture view, analyze it closely, that's the approach Atlanta took until finally the broader sense of cheating was exposed through the state investigation.
Why is it? Why would a school system not want to know of widespread systemic cheating?
Well, I think it comes down to one simple thing. There are all kinds of pressures and incentives to raise scores. There is no incentive to make sure that the scores are legit.
Can that be changed?
Well, one of the other things we did was we took a survey of all 50 states to look at what sort of test security measures states took. And what we found was that there is no real system for that. We spend about $750 million a year in this country testing students. The federal government mandates those tests for third through eighth graders, but almost nothing is done to make sure that the results of the test can be trusted.
It makes sense that the AJC would do this story here as a kind of a public service to its readers and to make things right in the city where it operates. Why the need to broaden this and look at other districts as well?
Well, as a journalist, I can't imagine a more important story to tell. We have an entire educational policy based on student testing. So this is about our nation's children and our country's future. When we were reporting the story in Atlanta, that was always a question on our minds. Could Atlanta really be the only place that this is going on? So our reporters have developed a lot of expertise in this matter. We as a community recognize what an important matter this is. We feel compelled to make sure that this story gets told and that other communities don't find themselves in the spot that we found ourselves in.
Kevin Riley is editor of the AJC. Kevin, thanks so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Good to be with you.